Here he is, your host for the most explosive podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro!
All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to... Oh, yes, sir. The 100% Real Podcast. Now, sorry. I had to adjust the microphone. So, today is a really, really crazy day. We got our first ever two-time guest on the show today. His name is rightfully so. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mr. Dre, two times.
You know what time it is, man. It's your boy, Dre, two times, a.k.a. Mr. Global CEO, a.k.a. I ain't never been broke, but
yes, sir. Let's get it, man. What's going on with you? My boy. All right. So you know, last time we were on here, we talked a lot about music. And right. Yourself. So we're going to switch up the flow today. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to switch up the flow just a little bit. But let's get into it right now. Right now. We're just going to get straight into it.
Let's go.
All right. So question one.
All right. Bet. You got it.
Who are your artist influences right now?
Artist influences? Number one. Early on, like, before I even really, like, started, like, rapping for real, my first influence, like, all time is Lil Wayne, bro. Like, I don't know, like,
Weezy.
Wayne just inspired the game so much, and I hate when people don't give him his props, because it's like, Wayne been in the game for almost 30 years.
Exactly.
He's coming up to 30 years, bro, so, like... Come on, man. Like, give him his props. Wayne is definitely one. Definitely Uzi. That's like my favorite rapper now, but my all time favorite is Wayne, but definitely Uzi. Let's see who else. Tory Lanez, you know, despite his little situation or whatever, bro, is a great artist, amazing artist. And I definitely say, DaBaby, because, like, DaBaby, he got that Carolina
Let's go.
Sound.
You know what
I mean? Let's go. He got that Carolina sound. So, like, Carolina native, one of the first to make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, definitely DaBaby. But them like, my top, you know, the top influence that I had.
True.
You know, going on. Also, my pops. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that, but my pops definitely. But them, like, my top five influences. On rapping, well, on music in general.
That's what's up. I know a lot of people been wondering and asking a lot. Where do you get your stage name from?
All right, so I know, right. Cause, like, you know, my government don't have nothing. Like my government name, I don't have Dre in my government name. So, like, everybody who's been like, oh yeah, is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like to be called by my stage name. Like, it ain't, I don't know. But I got my stage. Okay, so my mama name is Drea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my name is obviously Drea. Like, I kind of got the name from my mom, but just dropped the A. But also, my government name. Okay. If you know, you know. My government.
Yeah, if you know, you know. If you know, you know.
You know, you know. So the D, you know the first name. The R, you know the last name, and then entertainment. So first name, last name.
I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it now.
It was kind of like an acronym, but
yeah,
I'm not finna say, oh yeah, there goes DRE. No, bro, just say Dre, bro. You feel me? So
yeah. If you could collab with any big rapper, who would it be?
Just one?
Any?
So, like, artists I would like to work with.
At least top five.
Okay, I need top five. One, Uzi. No. One, Wayne. Because from what I've seen, he's open to working with anybody, but definitely Wayne. Wayne's, like, my biggest influence, so definitely Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, Uzi, DaBaby, I want to work with Chris Brown.
Really?
Chris Brown. And I want to work with, it's surprising, but I want to work with, I want to work with Ariana Grande, like something other than just like rap. You feel me? Not for other reasons, but like real talk, like I could make any genre music.
You feel me?
I could go rock, you feel me? I could give you whatever you want. I'm giving it, you feel me? So, like, I don't want to just stay in rap, you feel me?
You got to expand out there, you know what I'm saying?
Go and brand off. So, definitely, like, Ariana Grande. Or, like, because, honestly, pop music is fire. Like, I'll be listening to pop music, you feel me? Like, Ariana Grande.
Their beats be fire, though. I ain't going to hold you.
What's the other girl name? It's, like, Camilla something.
I know you're talking about.
Got a song with Young Thug. Yeah, Camilla Cabello. I think yes. That's her name. But yeah, like I be listening to pop, bro. Like, I rap, but like really on the low, I be making pop music. Like,
hey, them pop beats go hard though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Facts. I'll work with like that's my top five. But for sure though, I'll go pop. You feel me? But I really be making pop music, like music that you could. You know what I'm saying? Like,
any local artists you want to, you know, mix it up with in the future?
Vino, 18 Vino. Vino, Black Zat, kind of with the K, Jetso, KFO. Really, anybody, I'm willing to work with anybody, you know, it's not just like one person that it's like, oh yeah, I gotta work with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's people that like have been on my radar for a minute. Like, damn, I wanna work with them. But like it's not like, oh nah, I'm not gonna work with you. But, like, nah, like if you open and you take music serious, man, I'm willing to work with really anybody. You feel me? So
facts, respect, major respect right there, bro. What keeps you motivated, man? On like a day to day type of thing. Like what keeps you going?
One my studio is like my mic right here. My speakers is behind the camera. I got another mic stand right here. You feel me? Like my interface is in the drawer. Like I have all my stuff home. So like I ain't going to. Oh man, hey bro, can I come to the yard today? Like nah, ain't none of that. I record myself, mix myself, master myself. I really don't need that for nobody. So like it's really like. I could do it myself. And also, mm-hmm. like, it's like, I want to leave behind, like, a legacy. Like, I feel like, honestly, school, you know, you going to school, going to college, you know what I'm saying, getting your degree, it's literally nothing wrong with that. Because, like, if rap don't work, you know what I'm saying, something I gotta be able to pay the bills. I gotta do something. I ain't gonna be rapping at 30, 40 years old unless I'm... you know, successfully making it, but
yeah,
if not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to continue to do it. So it's like, but at the same time, it's like, I want to leave behind a legacy. So, you know, getting your degree, that's cool and all, but like, once you gone, what, you feel me? What they got to remember you by music, it's like, that's everlasting. Like
that's facts.
That's everlasting. People still listening to Michael Jackson, Elvis, you feel me?
Yeah.
The beat from the 60s, 70s, you know what I'm saying? So, like, they you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, their music lives on forever, and that's what I want to leave behind. So that honestly keeps me motivated, like, you know what I'm saying? And then the fans, like, you know, the people who streaming the song every day, who sharing it on their story, you know, telling me like, yo, keep going, keep it up, this hard, like, that definitely motivates me to, you know, keep going more than anything. But those like the top things that keep me motivated, honestly.
Do you ever, you know, feel like people have like changed on you, like over time, like, you know, people may be like, oh, so-and-so, and then their opinions change or whatever?
I've been waiting to answer this. I've been waiting to be able to speak on this. I feel like in my stage, like where I'm at now, I feel like that's inevitable. You know, like it's what it is, you know. Like I done had so many people that like I call my bro, or I call like, oh yeah, that's my homegirl. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's like, over time, it's like, I catch on to stuff. And like, most times, I don't say much. You feel me? That's what I got this for. I really don't talk to nobody. I go and make some music about it. You feel me? Yeah. I ain't sneak this. And it's just like, I put my feelings on the line. And if you don't like the music, then you just ain't gonna understand it. You feel me? But I think that I really keep on the stuff, and then I don't say much. But yeah, then when I speak on it, it's like, oh, why you changed? Like, nah, I ain't changed. I've been seeing what you was doing. I just said. So, like, I feel like definitely, like, people definitely have changed on me. And, like, that's another thing that keeps me motivated is, like, I see you change. And, like, a lot of the times, if I get into an argument with somebody, first, oh, yeah, you ain't going to make it till music stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
The simple.
But it's like, you don't understand. Like, first off, not even to really brag on that, but a lot of my music is hitting more than any of their followers. You feel me? They not even competing with me just on a view count level. You feel me? So, like, it's like, how you even, you not even, what's the word? Like, you not even really qualified to speak on, you know, speak on me. So, like, I feel like definitely people have changed on me, but, you know, over time, I get over it. Like, I really don't hold no grudges with nobody, but I just know in my mind that I'm gonna be successful. So you could change on me, you could go throw dirt on my name, do whatever you feel necessary. But at the end of the day, I know I'm gonna be successful. So
facts, you could do that.
But when I'm successful, just be comfortable with your decision when you make it. You know what I'm saying? Don't make the decision and then I make a move and then it's like, oh, nah, I really didn't mean it like that because you see me doing something good. Like, nah, be comfortable with the decision that you're making now. So, like, if you like, oh, nah, you know what I'm saying? I don't think we going to be cool. Or I don't think, you know, if it's a female, I don't think this going to work out, blah, blah, blah. You
feel me?
Just keep that decision. Don't go and double back and then.
Yeah, when keep I make that. A move,
it's like, oh, nah, you know what I'm saying? I really didn't mean, like, nah, keep your decision. So, I mean, that's how I really feel about people changing on me. But
yeah,
I
keep really that same energy, you know?
Facts, I really don't let it bother me like that. So, it's whatever.
That's what's up. Do people in school know you do music?
A lot of people. I've been really making music, like, really all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm pretty sure most people know that I make music. You know, now, if they have went and, you know, listened to it, you know, some people I know they do, but some, you know, I can't tell you that. But I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
If you know me, it's most likely you know that I do music. So
it's not really something I try to hide.
Like, I used to try to hide, like, that I do music. But now it's just like, come on, bro. Like, you know, it's obvious now.
But, let's see. It's like so many questions I got, bro. It's so many questions. But one I want to know for sure, for sure. What are your plans with YFG and Global?
Oh, my bad. Okay. Global. All right. So if you don't know, YFG, man. All right. Let me clear this up now. Let me clear this up. YFG, it ain't no gang. It ain't no, it's none of that. You feel me? YFG, it is. Let me say it again. YFG, Young Fly Global, it's not no gang. You feel me? I may be like, I'm chilling with the gang on a song, but it's not it. No, it ain't that. You feel me? I'm chilling. It's basically me saying I'm chilling with the bros. Like, I'm chilling with my squad type stuff. Yeah. You feel me? It ain't no... Oh, yeah, we sliding on the... Nah, bro. It ain't none of that. You feel me? Let me go ahead and clear that up now. You feel me? So don't even... I ain't... Man, look, bro. I'm a rapper. I don't condone it. You feel me? Man, look, bro. I ain't throwing away my life. Now, like, I feel like I ain't no... We gonna clear that up later. But that's
what's... Yeah, we'll clear it up later. We'll clear it up later.
Okay, but like I said, to this topic, YFG, it ain't no game. You feel me? It's really a label. It's really like the family. You feel me? The bros, you feel me? And we all trying to make it. You know what I'm saying? So My plans, I got me a little producer now, you know what I'm saying? His name Jay Not Again. And he ain't really pop out yet. But like I've been hearing and like I already know when he pop out, be going crazy. Like
that's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Jetson and Vino, like Jetson and the baby, DJ Kid and the baby type. So like, we finna lock in soon. But I got a little producer, you know, Jay Not Again. But he on the way. So I got him. You know what I'm saying? I'm like kind of like taking him like under my wing type jump. So like, yeah. I already know. Like I used to make beats before I was even rapping. I used to make beats. So like, I know what to look for. So I'm kind of like taking him under, like, hey, bro, like, you feel me? Get right with the beats, and I got you, like, because I rap. I don't really make beats no more now. Like, I could make a beat, but making beats, rapping, mixing, producing, managing, it's a, like, I'm already doing enough. So I'm like, bro, why not? You know what I'm saying? Why would I not let you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I got, obviously, I got, like, my director, my videographer, you feel me? So they already know with the videos how we coming. So but plans, like as far as like signing more artists, like I'm definitely open to it. But you know, I'm just looking for positions, honestly. I'm looking to fill positions. So you know, I got producer, film, like my director Jay Nitro, my producer Jay Not Again. I'm open to signing more people. Oh, I also got another artist, Money Bag ATM. He a YouTuber, but you know, we still lock in, you feel me? But other than that, I'm definitely open to signing more people, you know, if you interested in being signed, then you know, just hit my DM, I see what you got. Now I ain't just saying I'm signing everybody, because that ain't hot. You feel me? Like, I'm like, we are on a mission. So it ain't no, oh yeah, I'm going to sign to him and I'm going to just, nah, like, we on a mission. So
yeah, facts.
That's like my plans for Global. I think that we really could make something shake. And I'm trying to, like, keep it in the Carolinas. Like, I'm not trying to really, I wouldn't have a problem signing nobody from anywhere else. But right now, I'm trying to keep it in the Carolinas, because I keep it in the Carolinas. I lock in with everybody.
Yeah.
We growing as a group.
As a community, yeah.
Right, right. So that's like my little plan for Global YFG right now. So
awesome, man. Where do you see yourself in 10 years from now?
10 years. 10 years, I'll be 74. Sorry. 10 years, I'll be an age, but next 10 years, I see myself one of the biggest artists in the world. You feel me? That's where I see myself. I see myself having a big impact on the youth, but not just the youth, you know, like globally, like, you feel me? So I see myself having an impact on the world type thing, you feel me? Like, it's bigger than, it's way deeper than music, right? Than just me being an artist, but I definitely see me having real big impact. Being one of the biggest artists in the world, not having to, my mama not having to work, you feel me?
Yeah.
Pops having to work. I mean, you know, taking care of my family, taking care of the bros, you feel me? Making sure I put my bros on.
Facts.
But that's where I see myself, you feel me? That's very successful. And first and foremost, successful.
Another one. How do you deal with hate?
I don't. That's the can. For real, like, 9 times out of 10, bro, if somebody hating on me, it's either because you don't know me, or because you don't like me. You feel me? And those two things, like, I really used to be sensitive, like, somebody said, like, oh, your music trash, you feel me? Oh, you can't rap, like, give it up, you ain't gonna be successful. Like, I used to be sensitive. And, like, it used to, like, tear down my ego, like, make me feel like I'm not confident, you feel me? Like,
yeah, man, I feel maybe, you on that.
You feel me? Like, maybe they is right. Like, maybe I can't rap. Like, maybe I should quit. But guess what? Guess what? I'm still here, so you're not getting rid of me. You feel me? So it don't matter no more. Like, I don't really let the hate get to me. And if I ever quit rap, it was my choice. Don't ever think that it was some hater or it was somebody that influenced the decision. No. If I quit rap, I'm stamping it. If I quit rap, it was my decision, and ain't nobody making that decision for me. Because, bro, that's how I deal with hate, bro. I really don't even pay no attention to it. You feel me? Because it's a difference between saying, oh, bro, you can't rap, and it's vice versa, or, oh my gosh, it's a difference. Let me put it this way. It's a difference between saying, oh yeah, bro, you can't rap, than to say, hey, bro, you could rap, or I like the beat, or I like how you did this. I just didn't like it. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
That's criticism versus hating. You feel me? So I don't pay attention to no hate, bro. It ain't stopping me. So,
all right, we got 2 or 3 more questions, and we're going to wrap it up.
All right,
any new projects dropping soon?
New projects. Dang, I thought that was going to be like my last question. But
I mean, it can be, but. All right. We'll come back to that. What inspired you to be a rapper / influencer?
I get this question a lot. First off, my mama used to sing, so that's number one. Number two, my dad was like me, like, rap, you feel me, produce, mix, master, manager, like, he was all in almost every field of the music business. So growing up, you know, looking at my pops, like, I've been had a, you feel me, a music mind. And then I love music, like, not just my own, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm listening to music. I mean, now I really don't, I really just listen to me. Feel me? Like, I listen to other artists sometimes, but, you know, it's like, I record so much to the point where it's like, only time I got to listen to other artists is like, if I'm listening to the radio in the car.
So yeah, like, I feel
but
you.
Most times, I'm playing me to see how it sounds in the car. You feel me? So
yeah.
Sometimes I'll listen to other artists, though, but for sure, I definitely like had a music mind growing up. Like, I've always loved music. I was like, 2 years old, singing T-Pain, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, come on, bro. I definitely had a, I had a music mind since I was a little jit, you feel me? So, yeah, for sure. But as far as, like why I became a rapper, I would say, well, I only consider myself a rapper. I consider myself an artist. But why I became an artist, because, like I said, the legacy, like, that's, feel me, leaving behind the legacy. One, two. I love what I do. Three, it's like, I feel like sometimes I'm misunderstood, you know.
Yeah.
People understand me, I'm not heard, you feel me? So, like, I feel like sometimes I don't want to talk to nobody, you feel me? And music is like my outlet. That's like my therapist type thing, like my, you know, they listen to me, like, they don't never talk back. I always get my point across. So,
you know, facts. What could fans expect next, my guy?
I think fans could expect to be on your toes, because you never know when I'm dropping. I could drop right now. You feel me? But go stream Beat the Odds. You know, expect. Facts. Once that get the 1K, expect it.
Expect the unexpected.
But y'all could expect, I could expect a project in the next couple months for sure. Definitely expect that.
Well, I guess that sums up the next question I was gonna ask you.
Yeah.
back to the other question. any new projects dropping soon, or you got anything up your sleeve?
I really, like, honestly, I got so much music, like, I could really drop 4, 5, 6 albums right now, like, no cap. But I don't know, like, what direction I want to go yet. Like, I got so much, like I said, I got so much music, and all of it's like different music, like, it's not all the same. So, like, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what direction I want to go in right now. But definitely, it's some on the way. It's some on the way. Definitely expect something in the next couple months. You feel me? Definitely expect a project in the next couple months for sure, though.
All right, man, you know, it's always nice to talk to you, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up, you know what I'm saying? Go for greatness, that's the goal. But, hey, Nitro Club, if you're listening.
Hold on, before we even, I'm gonna ask myself one more question, because I was getting this one question a lot.
All right.
All right, so people wanted me to answer, how is it like with me working with, like, Lil Zay, G Bullet, Oasis, working with, like, my producer, like, all right, so I'm a go from every different person, because not everybody that I work with work the same. So I'm gonna start with Zay. Me and Zay, we for sure, like, every time we lock in, we got a banger. Like, we ain't never made no trash song. You feel me? Zay, he like a Vino in a way. Like, that's how I look at him, like a Vino. You know, like, because they make songs like how I do. Zay makes songs like that. You feel me? So it's like, you know, I be trying to work with him a good bit, because, like, he makes songs quick like I do. G Bullet, that's self-explanatory. We just be locked in. We go crazy with it. We make any genre. Working with Jay Not Again, really, he just be, like, just watching me, you feel me? Just picking up on my moves and stuff. So it's always great to work, like, while he in the presence. But Oasis, man, me and Oasis got something on the way. I'm gonna touch on that, but I just wanted to answer that, because a lot of people was definitely asking me that, but I just definitely wanted to answer that.
Well, like I said, my brother, it's always nice to, you know, keep in touch with you. Like I said, strive for greatness, keep doing good things. Hey, you guys, if y'all haven't heard Beat the Odds yet, you need to go stream it. If you haven't watched the video yet, go watch it. Go crazy.
Right now. now.
Right now.
Directed.
By yours truly.
I was the co-editor. He edited. We sat there for hours. I co-edited. He edited. Directed by Jay Nitro. A Jay Nitro film, man. Come on.
Hey, man. Thank you for listening. This is the podcast that keeps it too sweet. And we are O-U-T. Out. Yes, sir.